don't we just sort of walk through what we know right now in terms of clinical research with PARP inhibitors and particularly with the Olympiad trial? Maybe you can just sort of summarize what we knew about olaparib specifically in breast cancer, BRCA germline, and other prior to the Olympiad data.
The answer is not much. I mean, there were two basically small trials. There was the iceberg trial, which was Andrew Tutte's study, and that was a phase two study looking originally at 400 milligrams twice a day, which was the now FDA-approved dose in patients with germline BRCA mutations. And, you know, that had about a 40% response rate, overall response rate. And then it's interesting, there was an additional cohort that was added, 100 milligram BID cohort was added. It was not a randomized phase two dose comparison trial, but the response rate was lower in that arm with, again, relatively small number of patients. Then Karen Gelman did a study in triple-negative breast cancer, including BRCA mutation carriers. And in that study, the patients who did not have a BRCA mutation essentially did not respond. And the patients who did had a decent response rate, but it wasn't particularly well maintained in that study. And that was, aside from some phase one data, and then study 42, which was Bella Kaufman and Susan Domchek's study of patients who had been heavily pretreated, that was pretty much the sum total. So certainly there was indication of response, but, you know, again, heavily pretreated cohorts by and large.
Of course, you know, ovarian cancer is a very different disease than breast cancer, but, you know, really the incredible finding that came out last fall with niraparib, that basically people who are HR even negative benefited from the use of a PARP inhibitor in that situation, really talked about the biology of ovarian cancer. Is there any reason to believe that PARP inhibitors would be helpful outside of people with BRCA germline or maybe other germline similar in breast cancer?
You know, so far, the only data that really looked at that was Karen's study, and it was a small trial that was not encouraging. The challenge with HR is measuring it. And so, although I agree with you that the NOVA trial did show benefit in patients who didn't have that particular biomarker, it was pretty clear that the benefit was greater, you know, substantially greater in people who had BRCA mutations who kind of have the ultimate knockout of their HR capability and was more intermediate in patients who were HR deficient by the assay. So while, yeah, there was a benefit, it was much more marginal. And you sort of wonder if that was more a failure of the definition of HR capacity than it was necessarily benefit outside of that space.
Although, I mean, the hazard rate was like 0.5, so, but I guess you could imagine within that group there might be people who didn't benefit whatsoever. But anyhow, I guess, again, high-grade serous is not the same as infiltrating ductal cancer of the breast.
No, and also you have to remember that all those trials, all the ovarian trials really have been maintenance trials, right? So they've all been patients who are largely, I mean, rucaparib study aerial is a little bit different, but the other two, you know, both NOVA and the olaparib trials were patients who were predefined as being essentially platinum sensitive. So they were really selected, or at least not platinum refractory, let's put it that way. And
yeah.
So they were kind of pre-selected for potentially being responsive.
Oh, that's a really good point. Yeah, like maybe if you took breast cancer patients who responded to platinum, you'd see the same thing. I don't know.
Well, anyhow, that was actually a trial. That trial is being done, actually.
Really?
Yeah, Kim Blackwell and Rebecca Dent are doing that study.
What's the design?
To try to give a run-in of carbo and then for responders randomized to placebo versus continuing a PARP inhibitor.
Wow.
So following a similar thing. And that's a trial design that Andrew Tutte actually has been pushing for years. So I'm glad to see it's finally getting done.
Is that in triple negative?
I believe it is in triple negative.
What would you guess just you would see in terms of response rate to a platinum triple negative?
You know, Steve Isikoff's data sort of suggested around 20%, 15 to 20%. So.